The Nexus approach highlights the importance of the interdependence of water, energy, and food security with natural resources. The overall objectives of the Nexus approach are water, energy, and food security for all, equitable and sustainable growth, resilient and productive environments. In order to achieve these objectives, the following guiding principles are central to the Nexus approach: societal welfare, economic benefit, environmental protection. Focusing on the welfare of society by accelerating access and integrating the poorest populations, synergies can be built and positive feedbacks generated across the three Nexus sectors when living conditions and livelihood opportunities for all are improved. The security of water, energy, and food are crucial for the potential of a community to develop, but such security depends on the level of development possible. For example, while irrigation can reduce poverty, the level of poverty will determine what irrigation systems are possible. Achieving economic benefit by creating more with less. This principle emphasizes productivity and efficiency, bringing improvement to the production and processing stages. Productivity is defined here as the output, such as kilograms of biomass, kilocalories of food, or kilowatts of electricity, per unit of water consumed or land or energy utilized. If interventions and investments that increase water or land productivity are designed with the Nexus in mind, they do not negatively affect energy productivity or vice versa, but can instead increase overall resource use efficiency. Moreover, reducing waste along with the efficiency of the production and supply chain can reduce pressure on resources and mitigate other looming scarcities, such as that of phosphorus. Environmental protection by investing to sustain ecosystem services. Ecosystems and the hydrological cycle are closely interlinked. An ecosystem is a community of living organisms in conjunction with the non-living components of their environment, interacting as a system. Ecosystems serve as a natural infrastructure, often providing services such as improved water quality more efficiently than man-made hard infrastructure. Investments in hard infrastructure and end-of-pipe solutions often cause negative externalities, such as reduced ecosystem diversity and services and reduced biodiversity.